You've landed on Mom Swipes Left, a podcast with two middle-aged women who do not appreciate grit in their ham salads. On today's show, we have better terms for the vagina. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Mom Swipes Left. This is episode 239. I am your host, Jen.
And I'm your host, Carol.
Carol, for some reason, I am jacked about this episode.
You're jacked?
I don't know why.
Okay.
Because it's been a shit day.
Shit weekend, really.
Do you want to talk about that?
Well, all I'm going to say about that is that seeing someone in a hospital room that is really nice, private... private bathroom, big screen TV, you got total cable, I mean, all the way up to the movie channels, and then you've got a big red button for any time you want any fucking thing.
That's better than a hotel.
It's so nice, and I was sitting there thinking, God damn it, how do I get one of these?
Do you think that we could fake a domestic dispute and both of us get taken in and then evaluated for mental health issues?
Okay, but this is not the mental health ward.
Oh.
This is telemetry. I don't even...
Telemetry?
Yeah?
Isn't that moving things with your mind?
Maybe.
Oh, Jesus.
This is like where you go to recuperate and to be calm and quiet.
Oh, yeah. I definitely need that. And you just
get healthy. I would like that is all I'm saying. Like I had a moment where I was very jealous. But otherwise, yeah, just kind of a shitty weekend. Yep. But, you know.
Here's a comparison. Oh. The best part of my day today was watching an overweight, sweaty man tear apart my lawnmower and change the carburetor.
That is really satisfying.
It was.
You got to take it where you can get it.
Oh,
you
know? Honey, don't I know it. Shitless grievances. Have we any?
I have one small shit list. It's the whole Hunter Biden thing. I've been hearing about it. You know, everybody's talking about it. Oh my God, we need to impeach the president because of some things that maybe aren't true, but maybe they might be, and maybe we might get evidence later. I don't know. And so I was like, all right, I'm doing a deep dive because I don't totally understand what's happening.
I know nothing.
Here's what I came up with. And this is a very short synopsis. Number one, he was arrested and in court, and they had that plea deal that everyone was flipping out about, but now the plea deal's gone, was because he did not pay taxes for 2 years, and he lied on a thing to get a gun because he has a drug charge that does not allow him to ever have a gun. That's what's happening there.
Okay.
And then the Hunter Biden laptop. I went on a deep dive. And I got to tell you, it's fucking nuts. Some laptop fixer guy got a laptop and he said it was from Hunter Biden. But he's legally blind. So we can't really say that it was Hunter Biden.
Wait, pause.
I know, that's the beginning.
Wait, how can a legally blind person fix a laptop?
I'm not really sure, but that's the story.
Okay.
So he couldn't say for sure that it was Hunter Biden who dropped it off, but it had all kinds of emails on it that implicated Hunter Biden. Did he include his father in his business dealings with Ukraine? And then there's all these files on this laptop that happened after it would have been dropped off. And there's like six whole entire file systems that are like completely not from the time when Hunter Biden. It goes on and on and on. But the long and short of it is at the end of the day, nobody has anything that is any kind of smoking gun, that anything shady was happening, and also that Biden had anything to do with it. And I'm sitting here going, okay, so this is why we need to impeach Biden, because his son didn't pay his taxes for 2 years, but then did, and he tried to get a gun because he's a drug-addled loser. But the fact that Trump appointed fake electors to a system that is essentially the entirety of our electoral process, isn't everybody always mad about the Electoral College?
Right.
I am always. I'm like, wait, why do they get to decide? Fake electors. But you're right. I mean, that guy didn't pay his taxes for 2 years, and he had a laptop with some emails on it.
I mean, it indicates to me that if some of the files that are on there after he dropped them off, then somebody's playing with the
laptop.
Exactly.
And it's just so interesting that Rudy Giuliani is involved. Anyway,
he's nuts.
I am so irritated by this fucking shit. I mean, you can't make this shit up.
Huh. I mean, that makes my shit list pale.
Tell me.
Well, I have two.
Wow, you're really getting into it. Okay.
Yeah. So today, I spent my entire morning watching a guy change the carburetor, mm-hmm. right? Then I had a meeting. It was a mental health thing.
For someone else.
And
unfortunately.
I was starving. I hadn't eaten anything.
Yeah.
It was like 2 o'clock.
Ooh.
So on my way into the hospital, I stop to get gas.
Yeah.
I go in and I get myself two of those like finger sandwiches with the ham salad inside.
Yeah.
They look damn good and they're at good price. So I pick those up. Right?
We like to call that gas station food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. So I'm driving into the hospital, right? About 2/3 through the first sandwich, I get what I assume is a piece of gristle in it. And it gets right up because I got deep molars.
We all have deep molars. No, at a certain age,
you don't get deeper molars.
Well, okay. I'm thinking of the pockets in between where like the food will stay forever.
No, in fact, my entire family, we have such deep grooves in our molars that our dentists, way back when we were kids, would fill them with cement because they're like, well, that's not normal.
What?
Well, maybe not cement, but something. But over time, because I haven't been to the dentist for like 24 years.
Great.
So it's all worn down. So when I get like a raspberry seed. That shit is in there. I can brush. I can use a toothpick. I can use all kinds of stuff to get in there. Mm. That's in there for days, if not weeks. I'm not kidding.
I rang all my time getting that.
Feeling it with my tongue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anywho. I'm eating the ham salad while I'm driving down Congress Street.
Yeah.
Get this piece of gristle.
Uh-huh.
And I pull it out of my mouth before it gets caught in my molar, flick it out the window, go back to eating the sandwich. Everything was fine. Move on to the second one.
Mm.
First bite. It was like somebody had put some pebbles into it. So it's like crunching, crunching, crunching. Oh, this doesn't feel like bone or anything.
Anything normal to
right,
be in
so
your
hand. I sort of spit out in my hand and I'm looking at it and I'm driving.
Yeah.
And I'm like going through it and it's black and it's like dirt.
Yeah.
So I flick
it
out.
Is it pepper? Was it peppercorns?
Maybe.
Okay.
I hadn't even thought about that. Mm-hmm. Flick it out the window.
Yeah.
Continue eating. Hit another hard spot just before I popped the whole thing into my mouth.
Yeah.
Flicked it out. So I just pulled 3 non-edible things out of these 2 mini sandwiches that I bought. And I thought, is that normal? Because then I started to think back on my days. For example, there was one time, you know how I love a McDonald's hamburger?
Yeah.
One time I went and I got the No. 7 value meal, which is the 2 cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
My first one bit right into it. Big old hair.
Ew.
Put it in the bag.
Yeah.
Picked up the second one, ate it, got home, fished out the hair, and ate that first one.
I'm not going to lie that I fished out a hair and ate it anyway.
Right. Okay. So,
I usually think it's mine, you know?
Like, yeah, this was not mine. Yeah. This
but
was.
What's it going to do to you, really?
Exactly. Even though I was grossed out, I still ate it. And I want to know, because I talk to people and they're like, oh, I would have thrown that away. I wouldn't.
Well, first of all, gristle. I mean, that's just part of the.
Well, I assume it's gristle. It might have been a fingertip.
It might have been. But I mean, if you think it's a gristle, that's nothing. The hard parts are a little alarming, but I do wonder if it's some kind of peppercorn. Did it taste peppery?
No. In fact, I didn't see any sprinkle of pepper in it.
God only knows what that was.
Yeah.
Very few things are going to truly hurt you. You can't see the things that are going to actually hurt you. So.
It just got me thinking, do I have a really low threshold?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I told you about that time I was at a restaurant in Freeport, a very well-known restaurant, got the garden salad.
First mistake.
During the course of my eating this salad, I found 3 dead flies. The first 2, I tucked under the lip of my plate because I didn't want anybody else to see them.
Yes.
Kept eating. On the 3rd one, I stopped eating, but most of it was gone at that point.
Right.
Called the waitress over and said, I just found these 3 flies in my salad. And she was like, that's organic for you.
She did not.
Swear to God on my life.
She didn't. Were they house flies?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. They were kind of gnawed up, but yeah.
That's organic for you. Wow. Give me my fucking money back.
So anyways, I just was curious if I'm...
But then on another level, you're totally grossed out by things that you shouldn't be.
Like what?
Farts.
I'm not grossed out by
them. Poop smell.
Oh, yeah, that I am. Yeah.
You've shamed my husband many times.
As he should be. As he... Wait, you just reminded me of a garbage update.
Okay.
Remember last week?
Yes.
I took you out.
Yeah.
I said I was scared to open the garbage can. Mm-hmm. And we opened it and everything looked really benign.
Yeah.
Well, that was last Monday. Mm-hmm. And we've had a really rainy, hot week.
You haven't taken it to the trash
no,
yet.
No, no, pause. Just let me finish. On Friday, I got a hair across my ass and I was like in a cleaning mode. And I was like, I'm going to tackle that. Two shits in a bag that had been sitting there for quite a while. I don't know. I kind of thought they'd just disappear on their own. Well, I know from experience that you don't want to touch them.
Right.
And I thought, well, maybe they've mellowed. It's been a month.
Yeah.
So I went to pick up the shits in a bag.
Yeah.
Maggots.
In the shits?
Just coming out of holes in the bag.
Oh,
it was awful. Absolutely.
Your life is an actual nightmare.
Yeah. So I put them in another bag, threw them in the back of my car, drove just down to the center, which is a half a mile. Windows all wide open.
Ugh.
Fans going.
Wow. Your life is glamorous. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Well, now it's about to get more glamorous. All right. My second shit list. Trying to mow my lawn with my broken mower. Mm. One thing that runs in my family is that we have weepy eyes.
I have weepy eyes as well.
Do you?
I do. It's I don't really notice annoying.
It. And I'm not talking like globules. Mm-hmm. They're not white accumulations.
Just tearing.
Yeah, it's just like always tears. I was driving around the yard, hot, weeping. I must have gone over a ground nest because all of a sudden all these square tails start flying up after me.
What's a square tail?
It's like a deer fly or a hornety sort of thing. I got the mower in rabbit speed, so I'm going all out.
Yeah.
Right? I'm trying to outrun all of these hornets or whatever the fuck they are. And I can feel them like landing and I'm slapping and I'm driving and stuff. And one motherfucker got me right where my wet eye hits.
Ooh.
And he must have been attracted to the tears? Wet goo.
Yeah.
And stung me right not quite in
just
the eye
crease
ball, but right in that fucking crease. Took me right off the mower. honest to God, I think, I don't remember. I think I shut off the blades and then did a shoulder roll off it and then ran to the house because it hurt.
Oh my God.
It hurt so much that I peed a little bit and I didn't even have to pee. It's like when you fall in your tailbone.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like,
all your functions just go crazy.
Yeah. So it hurt so bad.
How does it feel now?
Fine now.
Okay.
And actually, the next day, it was a little swollen, but it was nothing like what I anticipated. Now I'm over it. But I found an article on a guy who did an experiment on himself, and he ranked the most painful places to get stung by a bee. Okay.
Good research.
Mike Smith is his name. He studies the behavior and evolution of honeybees at Cornell. He subjected himself to hundreds of bee stings in an attempt to determine the body parts where bee stings hurt the most and least.
Fair.
He administered 5 stings a day, grabbing a bee by its wings with forceps and pressing it to the body part he was testing.
That requires nads. Like, how do you do that?
So I will tell you this. He chose a sting to the forearm as the first one because he considered that average pain. Okay. And that's how he got his data.
Okay.
He says, I would sting myself on the forearm, rate that pain as a 5, then use the experimental stings to see if they were more painful or less painful than a sting to the forearm. Mm. By ending with another sting to the forearm, Smith would reconsider the ratings that he had given the other test sites. The least painful place to get stung with an average rating out of 10 of 2.3 is the skull.
Your head?
Yeah, he said, actually, even though you think it's going to, the skin on your skull does not have much.
Okay.
Which is weird because when you yank somebody's hair,
it does
that
hurt.
That fucking hurts.
It's true. I guess it's so thin, though.
The skin part
is so thin.
Somebody's...
I mean, when you're yanking hair out, it's deep in there. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, the bee sting is very surface.
Do you think when a bee stings you on the scalp that it bends its stinger? Because all of a sudden it hits bone?
Fuck.
And it's like, oh, there goes my stomach. Fuck off.
Ah, balls.
Then the middle toe tip.
What does that mean, middle toe tip? Like your middle toe,
the tip of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's also the same as the skull, as is the upper arm.
That feels like it would hurt. Okay.
Your buttock and your calf.
Oh.
Tie at 3.7.
I have been stung on my ass.
I have never been stung on my ass, but you know what I have had? Mm. And I don't know why these ants love this area. When we used to go to Florida, they have those fire ants.
Oh, they're the worst.
And I'd be sitting in the grass. They always go for that fleshy area. It's not butt. It's not thigh. It's not cooter. Do you know that
I do.
The part that causes chub rub?
Yes.
They go for that.
I once got bitten by fire ants. I think it was fire ants or jellyfish, but it was the most pain.
Wait, pause.
Yeah.
Were you in the ocean at the time?
I was.
So chances are they weren't ants.
No, but they might have been ants because I wasn't, whatever. It hurt a very lot, like to the point where I thought I like broke my foot. I mean, I have fire ants outside my house and they hurt like a motherfucker. Mm.
Lower back. I don't even know what that is. That's a four.
What do you mean you don't know what a lower back is?
Well, is that like
right here?
Duh.
Everyone knows what a lower back is.
I have a handicap. I don't have a lower back. It's just all bone. So I think
go
mine,
from tit to taint.
Yes, I do. I actually think that my lower back would be more like a skull.
Okay.
Because it's just all bone.
Okay.
The upper thigh and the wrist.
Ooh.
I can see that. It's a 4.7 though on the scale.
Wow.
Wrist.
That seems like it would hurt like a bitch.
I know. The forearm, the foot arch, and the back of the knee all tied at a 5.
Back of the knee?
I know. Again. Have I ever told you the dreams I have about the back of my knee?
I think so.
Okay.
Is it someone cuts it?
No, it's like
I just made that up.
Oh, you don't remember? Mm-mm. Always in my dreams, my left leg isn't working well, but I'm trying to fake it because I'm embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
So I pretend to be pausing while trying to walk.
Yeah.
And then I'm finally like, what the hell is wrong with my leg? And I look behind my knee and there are all these worms that are like half out.
Jimmy!
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, that's terrible.
Anywho. Back of the neck, behind the ear, and top of the hand are tied at 5.3. Top of the foot at a 6.
Ooh.
Abdomen, middle fingertip, and nipple.
Ooh.
Tied at 6.7.
How could the nipple not be higher?
Well, here's the thing. He's a man.
Oh. Sensitivity.
I'd be interested to see what a woman thought. I mean, not my nipples because they're all
rubber
scabbed over, but like a regular woman's nipples. Higher than the nipple, the armpit, the cheek, the palm, and the scrotum.
Oh!
At 7.
Ooh.
So he put it right on his sack.
He fucking did that for science, son.
Well, you have to do it, right?
This is what I'm saying. Like, I'm not sure I could hold a bee to my scrotum.
Yeah, he did it. Coming in close at a 7.3, penis shaft. Higher than the scrote.
He went for it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know why he didn't do the penis head, the glands.
He probably just drew the line.
Maybe. At an 8.7 is the upper lip. Oh, honey.
Oh.
Plucking. I know that pain.
Yeah.
I mean, my knees will buckle. You know what I'm talking about.
I absolutely do, yes.
At a 9, the nostril.
Again. How did he pull it and just bring it right to
his... I know.
I don't know how he did it.
I know. He's kind of amazing.
I kind of want to write him a letter.
No, it's
Can we write him a letter together?
Sure.
Okay.
That's it. The most painful place is the nostril, which is pretty fucking close to the corner of the eyeball, I'll have you know.
He didn't do the corner of the eyeball.
No, he did not.
So maybe that's part of our letter.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Places,
you know what? I would be curious how the clit fell on that scale.
Oh.
Right on the clit.
It's tender.
Sting the vag all you want.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Thing takes a pounding. Doesn't care. Mm-mm.
Some people think that musicians are their heartthrobs or like they really, really love a certain writer. I love this man.
I do too.
For being brave enough to sting his own dick shaft for our knowledge. It's right. Beautiful.
Who is going to double check that?
Not anyone.
No.
Not anyone. Mm-mm. Except possibly us. But I don't think I can do it.
Well, we don't have a dick shaft.
No, I'm saying like with the clit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to try.
I'm not tough enough.
Come on. You can handle it.
I'm a pussy when it comes to pain. I don't like it.
Well, nobody likes it.
I'm not going to hold a bee to my clit as long as
I can. Come on. That would be a fantastic photo op. I'm thinking Olin Mills with the wagon wheel behind you. You're spreading it with two fingers and you're holding those forceps right to your clit. That would be a fantastic holiday photo. Oh. Season's greetings, Mom Swipes Left.
only Olin Mills was still around.
Is it not?
I don't know. We should check because that would be worth it.
I guess that's all I have to say about the bee sting.
It's a lot to say about a bee sting.
Oh, you got an update, though.
I do. I have an update on that urban legend doll.
The hairy doll?
Japanese doll?
Yeah. Okiku.
As a skeptic, mm-hmm. I did a little digger deeping, mm-hmm. and there is some explanation.
Really?
Right. Back in the day, there were a lot of dolls made with human hair.
Okay.
So first of all, the fact that they cut her hair and like took a sample and found out that it was human is not that outrageous. Like okay. It was a thing that was done.
Okay.
Secondly, they doubled that hair over itself inside of the skull of the doll.
Why?
Because I don't know why.
Okay.
Over time, the condition of the doll would deteriorate and some of the hair would unloop itself and actually come out and appear to be longer. See, there's always an explanation.
Yeah.
Now, if they cut that and lop that off.
That's what I didn't understand is why wouldn't the scientists just go and cut it?
Right.
And see if it grew more.
Well, apparently, what I was reading, it said that it did.
Oh.
But again, no proof. No proof of that.
Well, that's a big boner killer.
I'm sorry.
Just saying. I mean, it makes sense. It's just not very exciting.
I'm sorry.
You know what that reminds me of?
Why?
When I was in Jerusalem, we were on Temple of the Mount. So there are a couple of shrines up there. One of the shrines is supposedly where Muhammad ascended to heaven. Uh-huh. Okay, that's why there's a big fight. Because the other one is Abraham sacrificing his son mm-hmm. on the rock mm-hmm. sort of thing. So we went into the Muhammad Ascension Temple.
Yeah.
And waited in a very long line to go and stick our hand into a box.
Ooh.
And I forget what it's called. It's not reliquary, but it's the same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they have bones of saints and all kinds of mm-hmm. things. And I remember thinking, first of all, how fantastic it would be if somebody else stuck their hand up from the bottom right. and grabbed it. Like, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But I waited all of this time to stick it in. Mm. And it was just like a couple of pubes. It was Muhammad's, like pieces of Muhammad's beard, supposedly.
Ew.
There's no way that his beard is going to. I mean, I was in there like fingering it and rolling it and stuff. I was like, there's no way that that hair is going to live.
Right. And you know somebody is pulling that hair back out. It's just some dude's pubes.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Because when I was rolling it.
Yeah.
You know how pubes sort of have a triangle roll
yes.
to it? So is that it for the doll update?
Yeah, that's
it. You just schooled me?
Yeah. Right. I mean, I wanted you to understand that there is always a reasonable explanation. Mm. Jennifer.
Okay.
Who, above all people, I would think would understand that.
No, I know, but I just, at this stage in my life, like.
You just want some magic?
I just want something happy. Yeah. Not even, just something that I don't understand that's real.
But that wasn't even happy because a child died. I know
you
died,
were freaked out, but whatever. Mm-hmm. All right. This is the episode of updates. So we had a complaint.
Oh.
About our last episode.
Yeah.
I guess I misspelled Towser in the title.
T-O-W-S-E-R.
That's how I spelt it.
Why is that misspelled?
I don't know. And the person who complained did not give me the correct spelling for Towser. What?
So they complained but did not correct.
Yes. Wow. Exactly. So I got on the Google machine.
Right.
And tried to spell it all kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not find any spelling for the slang of vagina as Towser.
No. Well, the true meaning in Merriam-Webster Dictionary of a Towser, T-O-W-S-E-R, is a large dog. So I feel like it's apropos.
It's been around for a long time. My mother, who was a biology major, went to college believing that the official name for female genitalia is Towser.
Okay, it's not the official.
No, but she believed that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
When she was in freshman biology, she had a male partner. You know how they all sit at those long desks for whatever? And the teacher was going on and on about the vaginal canal and the vaginal everything. Mm-hmm. And she turned to this classmate. I mean, this is in the 50s, right? And she's like, what's a vagina? And the guy wouldn't.
So cute.
The guy wouldn't answer her.
He wouldn't.
No, he probably thought she was coming on to him.
Wow. If he did, wow. Yeah, mad skills on your mom's part.
Would not.
How sexy is that?
Answer it. Yeah. So she had to go back to her dorm room and ask.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No, Towser is you can F yourself. It is a word for vagina. It may not be a very specific dictionary word, but it is not spelled incorrectly because it doesn't actually exist. Oh. So,
well, short story long, I go to supper at my mom's last night. So we start talking about how do you spell Towser? Because I thought go to the expert.
Yeah.
And they all spelled it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got into a discussion about, is it right for us to be advocating? And I'm going to say it's from Sophie. So she, what is she? Okay, Gen Z?
Whatever, yes.
Yeah. We should normalize the word vagina.
Okay.
And we should not be using cooter, hoo-ha, vajayjay.
But it's fun.
I mean, I find it fun. But they're all like, say it's a vagina.
And we should say it's an anus.
And a penis.
A penis and a breast. So you can't say scrotum. Tit. You can't say tit, Sophie.
Right.
If we're going down this road.
Right.
Can't say fun bags. That's out. Now you gotta say breast.
Nasty pillows.
dirty pillows.
Oh, dirty pillows. Why did it get nasty?
I don't know. I like it though. So, speaking of side job.
Yeah.
I read an article about babies and how if you dangle tits in front of a baby and one is clean and one is dirty, they will go to the dirty one. And I don't mean dirty, soiled, like
with shit on it.
No, I mean it's just not washed.
Oh, for smell reasons. Yeah,
they'll just go to that dirty tit.
Well, that's because they can smell it. There's all kinds of articles about, can we please just say vagina, right?
Yeah.
All right, fast. Vag, vajayjay, box, nether regions, lady business, lady V, hoo-ha, cha-cha, lady bits, crotch, muff, kitty, cooch, cooter, snatch, snapper, beaver.
Snapper?
Cookie, cupcake, coin purse, lady flower, honey pot, poon, punani, and twat. I don't find any of those. I mean, they're all fine.
Yeah.
I mean, they're missing cunt. So I came up with some better ones.
Okay.
And I think that these should take over us using hoo-ha.
Oh, it's going to be hard.
I know. But I think over time we can practice.
Okay.
Axe wound.
Oh! Oh, okay.
This one cracks me up. Badly wrapped kebab.
Ah!
Juice box.
Nice.
Right? I like that.
Adorable.
Penis flytrap.
Whoa.
Right? Bang hole.
Nice. Nice, people.
The hairy manhole. Cock pocket.
Ooh.
Right? I like that one.
Nice.
Butter boat.
That's cute. Get all up in my butter boat.
The butter boat. Fish taco. That's why
I have heard of that a million times.
I can't order that in a restaurant.
I know, right?
Not it crack just up.
Feels wrong.
This one I'm not quite sure I get. The pecan patty.
Nut patty?
No, I think it's because a pecan has like all of those ripples.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's stretch.
Growler. Now, a growler to me is a huge fucking turd. I think in my house, like when somebody leaves the bathroom and the toilet's clogged, they're it's like a fucking growler in there.
Nice. It's pretty.
The calamari cock ring.
It's elaborate.
Love it. The squish mitten.
That's so cute, though.
I guess. The slime well.
Oh, that's offensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's kind of true.
Slime?
Well, I mean, there's a viscosity.
It is, but it's not slimy.
The stench trench.
Wow. Wow.
The bone collector.
Sounds badass.
And last one is Susan.
Why?
I have no idea. But I think that we need to, if somebody's offended that we're calling our vaginas Towsers
and cooters.
Can we please start adapting stench trench?
that's the worst one. For sure, that's the grossest.
Anywho, that's what I got.
All right, so why is it that Gen Zers, and I'm not talking about, I am talking about Sophie, but I'm not talking about Sophie because Sophie's a cool Gen Zer. But you know how like they've kind of gotten a reputation for being like the cancel generation? Mm-hmm. They're like, you're canceled.
Right.
Everything's canceled. Emojis are canceled. Yeah, you can't use the thumbs up, which we use constantly.
It makes the black thumbs up all the time.
I know, which is even worse.
I guess.
Apparently, it's hostile and aggressive. Wow. It makes them feel bad if they get a thumbs up. Oh, I'm like, where were you fucking raised? Like, a thumbs up is always good.
Yeah, you should work at a place where you get chairs thrown at you.
Truly.
Tell me how you feel then.
Yep. Apparently, the newest thing to be canceled by the Gen Z is the wife beater.
Dude, when I was thin and cut,
yeah,
I wore nothing but a wife beater. Because
they're hot as fuck.
Aren't they?
Yes.
This was back when I didn't need to wear a bra except for my nipples were so big. I always just be like, nothing but nipple.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just nipple out?
I mean, I wouldn't go out to the bank or shit like that.
Yeah.
I'd be working out to in the bank. Yard. No, I'd be working out in the yard, just my wife beater.
We can't have wife beater anymore. We agree that the wife beater is hot.
It is hot.
And apparently so do Gen Zers, except for the name. Huh. They want to wear the wife beater. They like the look. They like the aesthetic. They want to call it wife pleasers. A tank top is not the problem.
No, it's not.
Can we focus on the real issues? Can we stop talking about the names of things and talk about the thing? Mm-hmm. Like, put all of your energy into stopping people from beating their wives.
Right.
And just wear the wife beater.
Amen, sister.
That's all I'm saying.
Next up.
Yeah.
Dear Daddy. We haven't had a Dear Daddy in a long time.
It's been so long.
Kind of forgot about it.
I did too. But we got one.
Yeah.
Dear Daddy.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
I'm a truly infrequent porn watcher. And when I say infrequent, I mean like maybe once a year, if even that. Oh,
dude, I watch porn today.
I'm not a prude, I promise. So this one day, a few months ago, I was just like, let me peruse and just see what's out there. Mm. Listening to this show has made me bold. Love that. Yeah. So I'm clicking around, looking at the different categories, wondering how anyone ever makes one choice. You know, skipping from one video to the next. Suddenly, I see this one woman in one of the videos, and I think, wow, she looks familiar.
Hmm.
But I convince myself that I've probably just seen her in one of the thumbnails or something. So I click away, merrily making my way down the Pornhub highway. And a few minutes later, I pause. I go back to the video and scrutinize this woman's face once more. She looks a lot like this old coworker of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my coworker wore glasses and this woman doesn't have glasses. Now, however, my interest has truly peaked and I toss aside my initial search for a simple video and dive headfirst into the greatest mystery of my young adult life. Like a good detective, I go straight to the comments section to see if anyone knows this woman's name. I, of course...
Wait, did she watch the video?
I don't know. Oh. I'm reading it.
Okay.
I, of course, recall her real life name, but I figure she probably used something different.
Mm-hmm.
I find a name, open up an incognito tab, and search the Google.
She's so scared.
Dozens of websites, TikTok accounts, Instagrams, etc. pop up, and I'm clicking each and every one, now feeling pretty certain that I know this woman. I find one of her videos, and it is very popular on Pornhub. Millions of views. This is the first video where I hear her speaking, and my jaw just drops. Yeah, it's 100 million percent the woman I know. And I am delighted by this information. But what do I do with it? Obviously, I made my boyfriend sit there
and watch
every single video of hers with me. Should we be doing porn? She's literally killing it out there, making bank on OnlyFans, etc. Honestly, I feel I've never been closer to fame. What would you guys do? Has this ever happened to you? Most importantly, do you think I should reach out and tell her what a great acting job she's doing? Love, accidentally friends with a porn star. I've never, ever had that happen.
I haven't either, and mostly because I'm not looking at the faces.
Oh, I see.
In most of the porn I'm looking at are animals.
So. Right, so...
I'm joking.
You're like, oh, that's little Teddy from down the street. I know his owner.
Joking. Sort of.
Sorry.
Anywho, absolutely, you need to reach out to her.
She is working her ass off.
She doesn't give a shit.
No, she wants to hear she's doing a good job.
She's a sex worker, man. That's in this day and age, that's okay.
It is okay.
So this is my mom's rule of three. Three compliments, one question, and one suggestion.
Oh,
okay. I don't know why it's actually called the rule of threes because it's like...
That's five. Okay.
Yeah, so compliment her on her shaved asshole.
Yep.
her moaning skills mm-hmm. and her effortlessness or whatever.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Ask her a question about lube.
Or how do I get into the biz?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
and
go.
And then make a suggestion.
Yeah.
You need to swallow. That's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Don't let it run out the side of your mouth. Nobody wants to see that. That all of us do, but nobody wants to see it on camera. I think there was a question in there that should you
be doing this?
Doing this. Abso-fucking-lutely. Take a turn on Chatterbait. Mm. As somebody who could be a gambling addict, I am not, but I could be. Chatterbait is like porn and gambling
smushed
all together.
Yeah.
So you're watching these chicks with these things in their cooters or their assholes or both, and people are live streaming money.
Just money, Sonny.
And telling them what to do.
Jingle-ling-a-ling.
And it does. It makes that sound. It's like king, 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 king. Oh my God, nothing more addictive. I'm telling you right now.
I mean, Jen will subscribe to your
Chatterbait just give me channel, a link. So
you got one customer.
If you are young, if you're even semi-hot, and here's the thing.
Yeah.
Nobody's looking at your face.
That's true.
So just shave well.
As long as that looks nice.
Well, I mean, none of it looks
use
nice.
Use Jenny's trick of...
Oh yeah, spray it with Pam.
And a little bit of rouge. Yeah, lipstick.
No, a little bit.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be looking at the face.
You're going to go far. Thank you for writing in, and we hope that we help.
Carol?
Yeah.
One last update, and I hate to be the one to bring this to your attention.
Oh, Jesus God.
The loudest female burp world record has been made.
Oh, fuck.
And it is impressive.
All right, but to be fair, I haven't been training. It's not like I've tried to be the world record. You know what I'm saying? So bringing this to my attention is actually a good thing.
I'm just going
to
read the headline.
Okay.
Monstrous and magical.
Wow.
New record set for loudest belch by a woman.
Oh.
August 2nd. Kimberly Winter of Spotsylvania, Virginia, now holds the Guinness World Record for the world's loudest burp by a woman.
Oh, it's on.
As her enormous belch is about as loud as a motorcycle at full throttle. Winter, 33, also known as @KimmyCola on TikTok, broke the record April 28th with a bellowing belch that was 107.3 decibels loud.
Wow.
That is louder than a blender, which is 80 decibels, an electric handheld drill, 95 decibels, and motorcycles at full throttle, which is only 110 decibels. She says, I had an iced coffee and breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' and a beer as backup.
Yeah, girl.
That's a breakfast of champions right there.
I'm going to kill her.
Record. She added that she knew she had a good chance at beating the record after getting kicked out of a bar for her booming belch.
Nice.
What I do to prepare is I just take a deep breath in and I try to manipulate that into something monstrous and magical.
Mm. I like how positive this is.
Right?
I've gotten so much flack for my burps. You know what? Mm. It's monstrous and magical. I'm going to be a Guinness World Record winner.
So I am going to play this audio.
Okay.
So I simply decided to buy my own decibel meter, and I burped a 109. 109.6.
I'm gonna get a burper meter.
You have to.
No, it doesn't hurt at all. It feels really good. It hurts to hold it in, if I'm being honest.
Kimberly Winter, I am coming for your title, bitch.
Coming for you, baby.
Now that I know that I could actually win Guinness, I'm in. Let's start practicing.
I'll be your coach. I'll bring the sweat towel. I'll do whatever you need.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Who knew? Yeah. I'm so excited.
Now that came across my desk and I thought, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Now it's down.
It's on.
I think that's it.
I think that is it for this week. You were so jacked at the beginning. Did it fulfill?
Yeah, I feel fulfilled.
Okay, good.
I'm hoping we've sort of slacked off on the abbreviosphere.
A little bit, but you know, we can only do what we can do.
I know. We just get chatty.
It was really just to make our listeners have less expectations.
Yeah, that's true.
So that we could fail more, really, is what that was about. And I think it's working out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Socials?
Please visit us on our socials at all of our socials. Sorry. I feel like this part nobody listens to. So what's the point?
Well, they should listen because there's always some funny shit at the end, right?
All right, here we go. Please visit us on our socials at all of our socials for the love of all things holy. Also, please visit us on our website at momswipesleft.com because ironically, that's what our website's called. Also, please call us on our telephone 207-L-TUNA-1. That's E-L, not L, as in the alphabet.
Thank you, freaks, for listening. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
I'm just realizing grit in their ham salad could also be a euphemism for vagina.
It really could.